Welcome to our awesome universe, where the cosmos never stops being strange, alarming, or quietly rearranging itself without asking permission.
Today we're covering a roundup from One Spaceman 2000 that spans a meteor over Massachusetts, stars that eat their own planets, and a possible missing member of our solar system. Let's start with all three of those stories together.
Three separate stories landed in this roundup, and each one involves something disappearing. A meteor into the sea, planets into their stars, and maybe a whole ice giant into the void of early solar history.
Starting with the meteor, NASA revised its estimate after the event, and the numbers are striking. The meteor was about 5 feet in diameter, with a mass of 5.6 metric tons, and entered Earth's atmosphere at roughly 42,000 miles per hour over New England on a Saturday afternoon. The people who heard the sonic boom were not being dramatic.
It traveled 26 miles through the atmosphere, northwest to southeast, before breaking up at 31 miles altitude and producing a meteorite fall into Cape Cod Bay. WCVB 5 News reported thousands heard it across Massachusetts and the Northeast. So somewhere at the bottom of Cape Cod Bay, there are now chunks of space rock, and the fish are having a much more interesting week than we are.
The second story shifts from things falling to things being consumed. The Royal Astronomical Society reports that researchers from Keele University and the University of Exeter studied thousands of stars and found evidence that six red dwarfs had engulfed Earth-like rocky planets. Red dwarfs are described as the smallest, coolest, and most common type of star in the universe.
Most common, and apparently most willing to eat their neighbors? That's a detail worth sitting with if you're hoping a red dwarf system hosts anything habitable.
The study, published in Monthly Notices of the Astronomical Society, supports the idea that young stars can swallow nearby worlds as planetary systems form. Which brings us to the third story. Our own solar system may have had a third ice giant.
According to a study in the journal Icarus, that missing world may have triggered a violent planetary reshuffling billions of years ago, disrupting moons around Jupiter and Uranus, and possibly creating others.
So the solar system we see today may be the aftermath of an eviction. Something left and everything else shifted to fill the space.
Which makes the meteor over Massachusetts feel almost cozy by comparison. Meteors, planet-eating stars, a ghost ice giant? The universe is messier than the textbooks suggest.
And the evidence keeps arriving. More next time.